Keynote really started with Tanakh. It's part of Tanakh. Sefer Eicha, which was written by Yirmiyahu HaNavi, is called by Chazal in a number of places Sefer Keynote. So the first Keynote were really part of Tanakh. The Keynote which we say now on Tisha B'Av, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, we really can split into a few different types. One of the kinot of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir lived more probably in Eretz Yisrael in about the 7th century, a little bit after the closing of the Talmud. And 21 out of the 48 kinot which we say are from Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. His language is usually kind of difficult and a little bit complex, and most of the time his keynote really referred to Divrei Chazal in different Midrashim. That's type one. Then there are other keynote which were written about the Churban throughout history by other authors. The third category is the Tzionim. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi wrote Tzion Halo Tishali Lishlom Asirayich, which talks about the former splendor of Yerushalayim and Tzion and what we're missing through because of the Churban. And many went in his footsteps and wrote other keynote on that same style where the first word starts Tzion. There are quite a few of them. In our Nusach, we have 8 of them, but there are more that are not in our Kovetz. And then there is a fourth category of keynote that were written by Rishonim and Achronim about different tzarot that took place throughout history, throughout our history, like the First Crusades, the burning of the Talmud, and even in our own days, we have keynote about the Shoah. What's important to realize is that the keynote were originally written as krovot. Krovot are the type of keynote, or the type of piyut, I'm sorry, that is really part of, meant to be said in Chazarat HaShatz, during the tefillah. Most probably these keynote were meant to be said, or were written to be said, during the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. Now, there are many, many versions of these keynote that were written throughout the ages. Even as we said, the Kalir wrote tens of them. And the reason for that is that the Kavanah was not to say them all of them in one year. They were meant to be said in different years and maybe to give a choice to the different a Bali tefillah to say them at different times. They were not really meant to be said all in one year. Later on in history, they were brought down, they were taken out of Chazarat HaShatz, and they were said after the tefillah while people are sitting down on the ground, and they were printed in one book. And this gives the feeling that as if it's meant to be said, all of them, in one each and every year, even though that was not the original intent. Throughout the generations, throughout history, there were many kinot written by many paitanim and many kihilot. The kovetz that of Nusach Ashkenaz of the German rite has about 60 kinot. In Nusach Ashkenaz of the Eastern European, Poland, Russia, which is the Nusach that we use, has 46 keynote. But really, they're not all meant to be said together. Now, in order to say them, you really have to understand what you're saying. And that's why I'm stressing. It's much, much better to say much less, but understand what you're saying and understand what you're reading. It doesn't really matter how many keynote you say. There's no need to say all of them if you're just mumbling them and not really understanding what you're saying. You should only say that what which you understand. And it's better to say even one kina with the right kavana and really understanding each and every word and what's going on than to say all 46 but running through without understanding a word. The more you say with kavana, that's the better. And that's what you should be doing. Saying all of them is not the issue, and saying more of them is not the point. The point is to understand whatever you are saying. As far as the first kina which we say right after Megillat Eicha at night of Tisha B'Av is really actually one of the simpler kinot. It's clear, and the reason is because it's basically a copy of the last perek of Eicha, perek Hey. We basically repeat almost the entire perek. All of the sentences of the perek are in there, but they're split into two parts. The first part of every pasuk is read, and then after that half sentence, we say the word oy. And then the rest of the stanza is finished off with oy mehayalanu. Now, out of that second half of each stanza, five of the stanzas are quotes from the last perek of Eicha. But the rest of the stanzas in the kina are something else altogether. And this is where the chidush of this kina is. The kina mentions something which is very missing very blatantly in Megillat Eicha itself, and that is the idea of chet. There's hardly any mention of chet in general in Megillat Eicha, and nothing is written about any specific chet in Megillat Eicha. Most of the keynote also, we don't talk a lot about chataim, specific chataim that were the cause of the churban. Especially different is this kina, where it mentions specific chataim that caused the churban, begeder midah keneged midah. We talk about ignoring the ani and even stealing from the ani. We speak about the fact that they didn't send Eved Ivri away after 6 years. The chet of Avodah Zarah, the chet of Eshet Ish, the chet of Halicha Lezonot, the prostitution. The chet of corrupting the judgment of the Atom the Almana, the beetle of Aliyah L'Regel, and also Sinat Chinam. All these are mentioned in this piyut, in this kina. This kina really comes right at the beginning in order to stress what's the point of all the kinot. All the crying and all the wailing is not just to be sad on what we missed and what we're losing out because of the Churban, but really to stress and to remind us why it all happened. It all happened because of chet. And even though that's not mentioned in Eicha, and it's not mentioned and stressed very strongly in the kinot, it is stressed right here in the very first kina. Because the way to bring the geula starts with tshuva from those same chataim that caused the churban and the galut in the first place. And this also has to be in the consciousness and even the subconsciousness in the time whenever we are saying the kinot. Even though we don't mention chataim and tshuva in the kinot, it is a major message of our avoda of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, right here at the very beginning of this kina, of the very beginning of all the kinot, we mention first and foremost this idea of the chataim and memela, also the tshuva that we have to do from these chataim. One chait I want to mention specifically, and that's the very first chait that's mentioned, and that seems to be a little bit strange, because it says, Meimeno bakesef shatinu, ki nisucha mayim bazinu. We had to buy our water with money because we were mevazeh the mitzvah of nisucha mayim. Now, where did we actually find that Klal Yisrael were mevazeh the mitzvah of nisucha mayim? Hare Chazal were metakin of Simchat Beit HaShoeva with a lot of people and with Simcha to go and praise and to make the great the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. But that's exactly the issue. Nisuch HaMayim and Simchat Beit HaShoeva was because of a machloket that existed between the Tzdukin and the Prushim in Bayit Sheini about this mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. The Tzdukin didn't believe in it at all. And there was a Kohen Gadol that didn't want to fulfill the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, and he poured the water of Nisuch HaMayim on his feet, and the Bnei Yisrael that were there stoned him with the etrogim that they had in their hands. The bizayon of the Nisuch HaMayim that's mentioned in this kina is not the bizayon of the Kohen Gadol that he did what he did, but etzem the machloket and the lack of achdut in Am Yisrael. That was the very first chait that's mentioned here in the kina. That chait of lack of achdut, that's avi avot ha-chata'im, that's the worst of all chata'im. And therefore it's mentioned first and foremost amongst all the chata'im of this kina. We finish the kina with the very last pasuk of Megillat Eicha because we really and truly want to be chozer b'tshuva from all the chata'im that caused the churban and the galut. But in order to do that, we need divine help. We need help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we ask Him, Hashiveinu Adonai Eilecha v'nashuva chadesh yameinu kekedem.